Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground, so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Michelle Milio. She was born and raised in Lakeville, Massachusetts, and has been aware of her psychic ability since childhood. She spent most of her life developing those skills. She believes that everybody has the capability to access and develop psychic skills for personal as well as professional uses. Throughout the years, Michelle has helped many people to connect with their deceased loved ones and has also taught people how to do it for themselves, both personally and professionally. One of her favorite tools to use for this purpose is a regular deck of 54 playing cards. In 2014, she published a book called Playing Charades with the Deceased, and in June of 2015, Michelle's spirit guides nudged once again and inspired her to create the Spirit Contact Divination Deck. The deck is specifically designed to use as a tool for connecting with and receiving guidance from deceased loved ones and spirit guides, and it's truly a gift from spirit. Michelle lives in Ramseur, North Carolina, with her husband Dave, and when she's not chatting it up with the spirit world, you can find her out riding her motorcycle with Dave. And so I'd like to welcome Michelle. Once again, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, David. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. It's a pleasure to have you back. And Michelle is going to be on every 3 to 6 months, so keep that in mind. And I'm going to give you her website now so that if you are interested in contacting her to do private sessions, or if you're interested in looking at any of the products that I mentioned, you can go there and there'll be a way to contact Michelle, correct?
Yes. Yes, there will be. Thank you.
Okay, it's michellemilioonline.com, and Michelle is spelled with two L's. Milio is M-E-L-E-O, so michellemilioonline.com. So check that out, folks. And tell us a little bit about your spirit contact divination deck.
Oh, I'm so excited about the deck. It's just recently, I just had it recently published. Just got back from Massachusetts where I was a keynote at the Massachusetts Pagan Pride Day, and almost it was the unveiling of the cards, and they were very well received. And the cards came to me a couple of years ago through Spirit. This is what you need to do. Everyone's deceased loved ones want to connect and communicate with them, even if they're not a reader. So this is a tool that's really specifically designed for that. Even if you're not a professional reader, you can get these cards, throw a couple cards down, say, who's around me, what's the messages that you have for me, and you can actually have a little conversation with your deceased loved ones and your guides. And I'm surprised and proud to say that I also did the artwork for the deck, and it was definitely channeled work because I cannot draw a stick figure, David.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, tell us about the book.
So the book is the Spirit Contact Divination Cards Companion Book, But it's a lot more than that. It's different than your traditional companion book where it just says, you know, this is what the card means and this is what it does. I delve a little bit deeper and I go into, you know me, I'm a big fan of protecting your energy before you talk to spirit because, you know, you have that light bulb on, you just don't know what's going to come in. So I talk in the book about different ways that you can set your space, protect your energy, clear your space afterwards. And then I also talk about the different reading styles that you can do with the deck. And then I give you my spin on the cards and what they mean. And they're much different than any divination tool that's out there because, you know, the mother card represents a mother that's in spirit or a grandmother, and the messages that they have for you. The father card, same thing. They're also a little bit different because I talk about attachments, negative attachments. It's something that a lot of people don't want to talk about in the spirit world. And I talk about it in the book, and I talk about how to protect your energy, but also how to clear a negative spirit if it comes through, someone else's negative energy, and, of course, those horrible attachments that are sent to us from others, how to remove them and how to release them.
Good. Well, we all need help with that because there's a lot of negativity in this world, and we all want to head towards the light and lead positive lives and channel our thoughts in those directions. I mean, that is so important in maintaining a sense of well-being, wouldn't you say?
I would, for sure. And I had a focus group to kind of help me guide the cards and get a feedback. And one of the people in my focus group is an angel reader, and she's all about angels. And when she first saw the card, she said, "Oh, Michelle, I don't know if I can do this. This got this, like, you know, this earthbound spirit and this, like, negative stuff." And I said, "Well, you know, if I could just get your feedback, I'd really like your perspective." I'll tell you what, she's a fan of the cards. She absolutely loves them because it, just like you said, we're looking for light. So it doesn't just say, "Oh, this is what's going on. This is bad, bad." It says, "This is how you find the light in this tough situation."
Well, that's great. That must have been very affirming for you.
It was. It was definitely what I needed to hear, to know that my trusting my guides was spot on as usual.
Uh-huh, right. Well, we all need that kind of stuff in this life, that's for sure. Well, let me ask you, if people want to work with you, what are the kinds of things that you can do? And tell us a little bit about how you you were talking about how you have a special payment plan if people want to work with you.
Oh, yeah. So I also just released a couple of months ago my Members Only Club, and it's my Members Only Reading Club. And the reason that I created it was because I wanted readings to be affordable to everyone and still honor my use of energy, because, you know, we do spend a lot of our energy doing readings and being in that energy. And so sometimes a reading with somebody who's, I guess I don't want to use the word authentic, but who's just really, really connecting to spirit for you can be exhausting for the person. So I made the club for people like that, that wanted to have readings but couldn't really afford a full reading. So it's a monthly payment. And any of my club members get readings with me. It's $25 a month. They get 4 hours worth of time with me throughout a year. And if they want to purchase more time, they can at half of the regular price. So it's very affordable. It's very convenient, and it's nice because they get access to the calendar, so they can just push a button and pick when they want to talk with me. So it's kind of fun. It's working out really well. The members that are there are really enjoying it.
Well, that's a great deal.
Mm.
Well, we are stacking up callers. We are up to 13 now. Would you like to take some calls?
I would. Before I begin, I'd like to just let everybody know that I will be reading from my new Spirit Contact deck, if that's okay. And so the readings will be a little bit different than what everyone's used to having from me, where I usually do that cartomancy fortune telling. I'll still be able to give answers, but these answers are going to come from spirit. So whether it's deceased loved ones that are nearby or the listener's spirit guides. So I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, that they could expect that tonight.
Okay, and I'd also like to let the callers know, in consideration of all the callers that are on the line, and because we have a limited amount of time, I'm only going to let you ask one question. And, you know, the only thing that you can do is if Michelle asks you to some follow-ups that you need to provide more information for, that's okay. But keep it to one question, folks. And then we'll have time to take most of the people that are on the line. And I have identified a lot of them, and others I see you there, and hopefully we'll be able to get to you, and I'll announce you by area code. But our first caller of the evening is Trish. And Trish, you're live on the air.
Thank you. Hi, Michelle. My question is, I just recently celebrated a birthday, and I was pretty sure I was going to hear from someone from the past, and I did not. Is there any chance of that happening?
Okay. Hi, Trish. It's a pleasure
How
to
are
meet
you?
You. Let me have a I'm good, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be. It's always good when I'm on David's show. He's amazing. So
yes,
let me have a look for you and see what's going on. So this is someone from the past that you were hoping to get together with. You know, I got to tell you that I think that the message that you're getting from Spirit is that the lessons that the two of you had together in the past have really been they've been the challenges and the lessons, like that's already passed for the two of you. And I feel as if, you know, it did look like there was going to be a little bit of a break and that maybe we were going to be able to kind of start anew and really kind of get out of the what was holding it back from moving forward. But the big message for you is that I'm really feeling like it's time for you to kind of really let go of this and know, like just recognize and know that what happened in the past is like, it's something magical for you to treasure and also lessons that come with it. But I feel like the storm hasn't passed yet. That's the big message that I get. Will it pass in the long run? Will there be another opportunity? It looks like there will, but it looks like it's going to be a lot further out in the future for you than what you think. Does that make sense? I feel a distance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's what I was looking for. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I hope everything works out for you, and I think, you know, I think that's a good direction for you to go in with this one.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank
All right,
you.
Trish. Thanks for calling in. God bless.
Thank you.
She's You're so welcome. She is a sweetheart. She's a regular fan on the show, and I always enjoy her energy. Our next caller just happens to be named Michelle. Go figure. And Michelle, you're live on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, David. Hi, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Hi, Michelle. What can I do for you tonight?
I'm just curious if you think I'll be working in October. I haven't worked since April, so I'm just kind of getting excited, and I feel it's coming. I just kind of want to know what you kind of see. Please and thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome, and thank you, and I'll have a look for you. Love your name, by the way.
Yes, I love yours, too.
Thank you. So your guides want me to let you know, Michelle, that what's coming your way is stability. And and so in answer to your question, yeah, I mean, really good, firm stability, and it's something that you've been searching for a long time for, but I also feel like you've been kind of gathering things in a basket. You know, I see you leaning over saying this and this, and it's like you're putting everything in place for yourself, and yes, it is finally going to pay off for you. Now, I want to let you know, did you ask by October? Because I'm seeing October.
Yes.
You did ask
I did say October.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I feel as if it's just, so you know, it's almost, so there's like there's this element of there's this element of notoriety that goes with what you do, and I feel like it's not going to be to that element of notoriety what you're looking for, but it's going to be stability. It's going to be what you need to kind of get your house in order. Okay.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, new job for you. 5 weeks is your time frame.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great
good
day.
Good to talk to you, Michelle. Have a beautiful
thank
evening.
Thank you, David.
On.
And you
okay.
as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, too.
Oh,
okay.
I love seeing you.
I do. Oh, it's wonderful. It must fill you up when you give those kinds of readings. All right, our next caller is Wendy. And Wendy, you're live on the air.
Thank you very much, David. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Wendy.
Thank you. On the 9th of September, I had a 90-minute interview for a call center position, and then tomorrow I have a panel interview with another company. It's TRICARE for Veterans Medical Insurance, and this panel interview will be with Albert, Bruce, and Monica. My question is, do you see me getting hired soon, and will the job have longevity?
Okay. Excellent question. I want to let you know that when I was talking with you, Wendy, that second job really lights up for me. It feels almost as if the first interview was okay, but it was like, it's not really what I'm looking for, but I'll take it anyways. But it feels like everything's been kind of put on a shelf for this job to come your way. I love it. It feels like dream job. It feels like the light at the end of the tunnel for you. And and I also want to let you know that I do feel like things are really lighting up for you, and that this is going to be something that's going to be like, you shine when you go in front of this panel. You just shine. You are adored. You have that personality. You have that shine. And I also want to let you know that you have a father that's in spirit.
Aww. Yes, Ralph.
And he's going to be there. He's going to be there with you. He's like, I'm all ready for this. This is big. This is, he's rooting for you. He's in your corner, and he'll be with you. And I feel like that helps light you up there, knowing that you're not alone. That's important for you to know. But, yeah, longevity and.
Absolutely. I'm going to mention that my beloved father served the United States with the Royal Canadian Air Force for our freedom. It's true, I'm very proud of my beloved father. So it's nice to know that. I hope he gives me a hug when I say that. And so I'm not quite sure, did you say I would be getting this this Tri-West VA call center job?
Oh, so it's a VA. Yes, yes. Now he's got tears in his eyes of joy. That makes total sense for me. Yes, it lights up for me. I say that you're going to shine. They're going to love you. And yes, and I see longevity, and your dad's rooting for it. And you can't lose when your dad's like standing there in your corner with you, because I feel almost like the panel has been hand selected by spirit for you. So yes, I feel like this goes really well.
My parents have always been there instantly for me throughout my entire life, and I've been richly blessed, and I believe in love because of them, Michelle. And so to my beloved father, that makes me very happy that you'll be with me. Give me a hug when I mention your name, please. And and so the training starts 1 week later on the 26th day of September.
That's excellent. Yeah, I see you moving fast. I see an offer. I don't know if there's some kind of sign-on or startup money, but I see money in your hand right away, and I feel like this is a perfect match for you. This is divine. This was supposed to happen for you. So you smile big, stand tall, and your dad says, you got it. He hugs you all the time, but when you mention his name, he's going to fight back the emotional spirit tears and give you a hug.
Oh, thank God. I love both my parents forever and my beloved brother. And I'm looking for my right hearing aid all over. I hope I find it.
Let me see.
Good.
What can you? What was that, David?
I said good luck with that. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, I was just saying numerology can probably help you find that. If you, after we hang up, if you just sit down, think of your hearing aid, think of a 9-digit number, and then go add all those numbers up so that it narrows down to like 2 digits. And you can look online, lost object number blank, and your subconscious will tell you exactly where it is.
Lost object number? Okay.
Yep.
That's beautiful. And I love David, and I love you, Michelle. Thank you. And I know that this is my blessing to get this job for many years. Thank you both.
You're welcome. And it sounds like you've gotten a lot of affirmation around this job, Wendy. So let me know how it works out, okay?
Oh, thank you for asking, and I promise, yes.
Okay, great. Well, best wishes for tomorrow.
Okay, 2 o'clock Pacific Standard. Thank you.
All right.
Best of luck. Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see here. Our next caller is Barbie. And
I'm Michelle.
Barbie, you're live on the air.
Yes. Hi, David. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Barbie.
I'm in a really wonderful relationship now, and I just wanted to know if my dad or my brother have any advice for me, and I wanted to know that I'm very happy.
Okay. All right. Let's have a look for you. Oh my goodness. So yeah, there's dancing. Okay. Excited
awesome.
For you. I don't even want to say there's like dancing, there's celebration. Your life is finally taking on a balance that it's like he's your yin to your yang. And I feel like there's a soulmate connection, and I feel like he was even divinely sent to you, but I also feel as if this is, and it is a he that you're with. Am I correct?
Yes, yes. His name is Jim, and he's the most wonderful person I've ever had in my life.
Awesome.
Yes.
So your brother and your dad are over in spirit, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. My brother passed away in 2013, and my dad passed away years ago. In fact, David knows both my parents, and my dad passed away in 1979.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm also really happy to know that they love and support you still, even after all this time. And there's this huge celebration. I just keep seeing this huge celebration, like this huge party. And they're really excited about it, and they give their blessings. And what they're working towards, and I don't know if there's been talk of an engagement or an upcoming wedding, but they chatter about that, and they're excited about that. And so they see that coming your way. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So they see that coming your way. Yep. And they send their blessings and gifts. There will be gifts from them that you will see along the way that you will treasure. So, yeah, they're super proud of you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And just let them know, both my mother and my brother and my dad, that I'm very, very happy, and I think of them very, very often.
Oh, that's awesome. They feel the same. Is there like a ring or something? Do you have somebody's ring, somebody's wedding ring, or?
I have both my parents' wedding ring, and I treasure them, truly, I treasure them often. They were
awesome.
Wonderful parents.
Well,
in fact, David knows both my parents and my brother.
Oh, that is so sweet. Well, I'm glad, I'm honored to be able to be in their energy and to meet them. And there's very much significance around those rings. And I feel like it has a lot to do with the upcoming proposal and wedding that they are very excited to attend. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much, David. And thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome, Barbie. Okay, God bless, hon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have Mike. And, Mike, you are live on the air.
thanks for taking my call. Michelle, a pleasure to speak with you today. Quick question in the sense, I'm starting a new position, and it's just a job because I'm going in a couple different directions. And I just kind of wanted to see if you felt a move along with this job and then maybe possibly a new vehicle.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Well, hello. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for calling. Mike, is it?
Correct.
Okay, let me have a look for you. So the first thing that Spirit shows me is that is your change in direction, and it's a good direction. It's a good direction for you to be going in, and I feel like what the reason that you're taking this, I do feel like yes, you have this new job. Movement, I'm not sure about a move right now, but I do feel like you've got. It's almost like you've got to get a new home or you've got to get do you work from home by any chance? Or are you going to be working from home?
With this position, no. But the other ones, again, this is just, a job to take care of the finances and stuff. And the other things that I would be doing, one thing would be from home and then the other one would be kind of a mixture.
Okay. Because I feel like I feel like you're actually going to be, like, looking at your home and working from home, and money comes from home for you. And I feel like whatever that is that's in, like, stirring around in the pot and getting ready to start up is really going to start bringing some money in for you. So I'm not really sure if you're going to need the one that just for money, or if you do, it's just a little stepping stone. Like, I see it as a very small step and not there for a long time, because you just really need, you know, some temporary help. And help is on the way, but I do feel like it's only going to be temporary, this job. And a new car... Boy, you do for sure need a new car. That's for sure, absolutely. I feel like there's a new car coming from the money from working from home, if that makes sense. So that's where your money's at. That's where your focus has got to be at, that opportunity where you work from home. There's something that's going to take off really fast with that.
Interesting. Well, yeah, that direction with working from home would be putting myself out there spiritually. In regards to gifts, and then the other avenue would be doing real estate.
Oh, I just got chills. Okay, great, yeah. So,
and then I'm just bartending to pay for the, you know, because I'm good at it, but unfortunately I don't want to be doing it any longer.
Yeah, you know, I think that you're really good at it because your guides are really nudging, saying, listen, you know, you have this gift. You've put things in motion. They're saying just make the move, step into it, because you're going to be busier than you think. You're going to do very well, and I feel like you're going to be not needing the other jobs, to be honest.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, and best of luck to you. I'm sure I'll be hearing more about you in the future.
Mike.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's good. Well, Mike, best wishes to you, and God bless.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Our next caller is Laura, and Laura, you're live.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
You're welcome. What can I do for you tonight?
I started a new job on Monday. It's a contract. And I'm wondering what you see for me with this job and if there's any moves coming up for me.
Okay. I see fresh start and I see fast paced. I'm really picking up for you. What I see for you with this is, do we see any moves? I'm not really looking at any moves right now for you. Business, as far as work moves or business moves, there's another new job right around the corner for you. And this one pays a little bit more money, and I feel almost as if you'll be doing both. Do you know what I mean? Like you'll actually be pulling from one, or you'll be stepping out of one while you step into another. So this is like, this is either that or it's another position within this company. But it's definitely a substantial pay change. And I feel like there's some type of contract involved with that, another contract. I know you just signed a contract, but this is a long-term contract. And I feel like it's really, once again, I can't stress enough how really good money it is. So a business move I see, a physical move I'm not seeing for you just yet. I'm getting like hold tight, sit tight. It will happen, but you've stepped into something really lovely, and it's just going to open up from there. What else do I see?
Do you think it's the same company then, Michelle, or do you think it's a different company altogether?
Well, you know, I'm feeling like it might be a different company. And I hate to say that because you said you just started Monday.
Well, I wouldn't mind that. You can give 2 weeks notice and move on. That's okay with me. I can do that.
Good. Because this isn't really, like, I feel like this is something. You know, it's something. But it's not really what you do, or it's not really what you're trained in or what you're knowledgeable in. And I feel like what you're knowledgeable in comes along with another contract, like with a contract and a deal, and it's substantially more money. So I feel almost like you step out of this one and into that one. And I do feel like it's a new job, not to you know, promote job jumping, but I just feel like this is just something that you needed right now, and it works.
Yeah.
It's to build. Now, what's the legal stuff? Because your guides are showing me there's some legal stuff. Now, do you work in the legal industry? Have you gone to school for that?
No. A couple contracts ago, I was working in. I develop training for a living, so I can develop training for the legal departments because I have developed training for them in the past.
Okay, because that really lights up for me. So, and it's important. Your guides really want me to point you in that direction, just so that you can see it as a signpost, almost, that you're moving in the right direction. That they're like, this is where you belong. This is where you shine, and this is what you're really good at, and you know. So, I feel like that's really coming your way soon.
Oh, okay, great. That sounds great. Thank you. Thanks, Michelle.
No problem. Thank you. And congratulations on the another new job.
But that's a contract as well, though, right? Or is that the permanent job?
I feel like it's a contract, but I feel like it's a long-term contract. If that's possible at all, that's how I'm seeing it. I see it not – this isn't just like a tap and go. This is a long-term contract.
We'll see. The thing about that, though, Michelle, is the one that I'm in is a long-term contract. It's supposed to be a 3-year contract. There, maybe that's
wow.
Might be.
Yeah. So I'm letting you know that what I'm feeling is with another company, but don't rule out that it's with the same one. It's right around the corner, and it's substantially more money than you're making right now. So know that your sign from Spirit, from your guides, is going to be that legal type, you know, drawing up that program for a legal type business, and that's what's going to shine for you. So you'll know you're going in the right direction.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thanks, David.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Michelle.
Thanks
you, Beau.
Calling in, Laura.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, God
bless.
Well, they keep calling in the show. I've got 3 more people I talked to before the show and a bunch more, so I guess we'll just keep going. Rolling along,
right,
our next caller is Jackie. Jackie, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie.
Great calls, and they almost all of them have to do with jobs. And so does mine. I'm middle-aged, and I went back to school. Right now I'm doing an unpaid internship, and I teach an exercise class just a couple times a week, but I'm looking for a part-time job where I don't have to spend a lot of hours, where I make, you know, good money. Is anything on the horizon?
Let me have a look for you. Okay. So I do feel like right now, I feel like you still have a little bit more walking through the, should we call it the minefield? You still have a little bit more walking to do through that. And
okay.
Not to say that something isn't on the horizon, but just on your near horizon, you know, happening really soon for you, I feel
mm-hmm.
like you're really supposed to be where you're at right now for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like your guides have really put you there. I feel like you are a blessing to where you've been, and I know and understand and appreciate that right now, you know, you really could use a little bit more
mm-hmm.
as a payback from Spirit, but I do feel like you are put in this place, specifically the part-time job. Okay, I feel almost as if you are you're there for a reason. The owner, are you friendly with the owner? Do you see the owner quite often? Because I feel like you're there because something, your services or your position will be needed a little bit more. You really need to be there right now.
In the exercise position?
Yes.
I just do that right now, like a couple mornings a week. But my schedule's really,
mm-hmm.
really funky, and I don't know if that's like what's interfering with me getting like
is.
A normal.
Mm-mm. I'm really not feeling that. What I'm feeling and what my guides are telling me that you have actually spirit all around you, really, and you have your guides around you and. And they're telling me that you're there specifically for a reason. So all like the minefield that you're walking through, it's almost like they're blocking your direction. So it's not you, it's not your schedule, it's being put there on purpose. Do you
okay.
know what I mean?
Like
and
it's saving
you. Yeah, like you're just supposed to stay put right now. And you'll know the answer why really soon. I think that you'll know the answer why maybe – you know, four to 6 months down the road. So it that does seem like it's a long time, but in the whole scope of life, it's not really a long time.
Right.
Incidentally, do you have somebody in spirit that's on the other side, a gentleman?
Mm-hmm.
Your husband, is it?
No.
Okay. Might as well, then. Somebody close like that?
No. It's probably my dad.
Oh, was he really young then?
No.
Really? Well, I don't know. I'm seeing somebody. I do see a lot of spirit. You are surrounded by spirit, but I do see this one man that comes through specifically, and he tells me he's not, like, he tells me that he's not your family. You know, he shows me as, like...
Oh, is it Kyle?
Ah! Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Love it. So you're surrounded by spirit, you're surrounded by family. I feel like your family comes through a lot for you and visits with you, but I feel like really significantly this person, this man, this Kyle comes through to let you know he reminds you to be strong. He knows how strong, what a strong woman you are, but just to stay strong because I feel sometimes like you just really need like you need his shoulder or you need, like he says, he puts his shoulder out for you. So I feel like there aren't a lot of shoulders for you to kind of, to lean on, to hold you up and help you stay strong. And so for that reason, he wants you to know that he is nearby.
How sweet.
And once again, yeah, sweet is right. I mean, I'm very, very adorable. And you're surrounded by spirit. So you are really right where you're supposed to be right now. And even though it's not exactly where you're supposed to be, you will have your answers in about 4 to 6 months. And you'll be like, that's why I was stuck for so long.
And am I going to, like, is financially, is it going to be, like, okay?
So financially, it will be okay. Spirit will provide for you. Now, you know, that extra money to be able to take that little trip and do those little extra things. It might still be further down the road, but you will have enough. You will be provided for. There will be just a little more than enough so that you can get out with friends, but for a little while it has to stay this way. But you will get by.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. And I wish you the best. I wish it was like better, but I know that you're in the right place right now. So I send you a hug.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bring in Jack.
All right.
Have a
Bye-bye.
Good night,
hon.
Thank
you.
God bless.
You too.
Okay. Our next caller is Kimberly. And Kimberly, you're live on the air.
Hi. How are you both?
Great.
Hi, Kimberly. I'm great.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm great. My question is about finances. I've been working to improve my finances, and I desire a new car. And unfortunately, about 5 years ago, I got in an upside-down car loan, and I really need a new car. And I'm just wondering what Spirit would say about this.
Okay. Good girl, by the way. I love the way that you word what it is that you are working towards manifesting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's very true. I do see that unpleasant surprise for you that's been kind of showing up. You're like, I'm positive. I'm not even looking at you, Mr. Negativity. I'm not even seeing you. There's like a big wall here, and you can stand on the other side. You can stick your tongue out at me. It doesn't even matter. I feel as if this is something that you can manifest for yourself, and this is also something that is going to, here's the thing. That upside down thing is actually going to work for your benefit because what lights up for me is something that I just read in the news. Isn't it funny? I don't watch the news. I don't listen to the news. I don't do that. But yesterday I was like in the news because of the whole gas problem that's going on. And something tells me that you're in one of those states or you're in that area that will be affected by the gas problem.
Yeah, I am. I am.
And so what happens is what Spirit is showing me is the path to manifestation for you is that what's going to happen is as the fuel, your area where you are is affected, which, by the way, is like one that will be affected really quickly and almost before everybody else, gas starts going up. And then the car dealerships start panicking because they have all these nice, shiny new cars in there. And all of a sudden, they have this like big sale or this big special where it's like, doesn't matter. You're upside down. You're this, you're that. Come in. So I feel almost like your upside down ends up working out for you and your benefit because I feel like you're able to trade this upside downer. And I see like they're turning that frown upside down is what they're doing. They're flipping it back to you. So stay strong. Do you drive a blue car right now?
No, it's gray.
Okay. I see you in a blue car then. What stands out for me is a blue car. Just needed to make sure that we kind of that we took blue out of the equation, that you weren't driving one now. And I also feel as if so I'm going to talk with you a little bit about what I was talking about earlier with my spirit contact cards, how they work. Is they also let us know what's blocking us and what's keeping it, okay? And I feel like you have overcome a lot of poo-poo. I'm trying to do like really good words. Most of the stuff was yours, but most of it was not yours. Most of it was just negative, like negative darts being sent at you. So my suggestion and what Spirit is saying is that really it's time for you to do a big old cleansing. Like you haven't done one in a while. You've been doing like minor, manifesting cleansing, but it's time for you to just do a big old cleansing, like a really, really dig deep and do a cleansing. And I know you know how to do that, but you can also just take some, and this is a good tip for anybody listening.
You can take some kosher salt. You can get it at the grocery store for like 65 cents. And, and pour yourself a bath, rub the kosher salt on the palms of your hands, on the soles of your feet, and rub it through your hair. And then just imagine all that negative weight, because I do feel like you still have some darts. I still feel like you have some negative energy that's still floating around and causing it's not causing bad luck, but it's causing your manifestation to take longer.
Okay.
So, so I would do that, a big old clearing, and once you have that out of the way, everything really opens up for you. But know that this recent fuel thing puts you in a new blue car. I love it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are most welcome. I'm honored. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kimberly, have a beautiful
night.
Evening, hon.
You as well. Thank
God
you.
God bless. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, you do the same. Our next caller is Ellen, and Ellen, you're live on the air.
Hello, Michelle. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
And I'm talking about a potential job change. I have submitted an application to a place that I'm very interested in. I'm wondering whether you see that particular job coming through or something else.
Okay, let me have a look for you, Ellen. You know, I just have to say, David, that it's just such an honor that you have the capability to bring so many wonderful, positive energy people into one one lump area at the same time. I love your energy, Ellen.
Isn't she great? We've attracted a lot of great energy tonight.
For sure. You're welcome. Okay, so as far as this job, I love what you're putting out. I love that, I do see that over the career path for yourself, you've shed a lot of tears. And I feel like now you're just kind of really letting spirit guide you. Spirit tells me that you let spirit guide you where you're supposed to go. You're like, if it doesn't feel right, you don't worry about it. If it feels right, you go for it. You follow those signs. You follow what birds and butterflies are the big thing that stand up for me for you. And I feel like you're learning how not to hold on so tight to things. And as a result of that, I feel as if this upcoming interview that you have is going to be available to you. But I do want to let you know that there's some red flags that come up for me that I think that you might actually turn down the job.
Oh.
I know. You're like, wait a minute. There's just some things, I feel like there's some things that they're like, yeah, this works, but, and I think one of the things, now you said you're currently working, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think that this is a pay cut.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like, you worked really hard for what you do and where you're at and the pay, I want to say you work really hard for the tax bracket that you're in, and this is just not going to cut it. So I feel like there's an opportunity, but I don't know, your guides tell me, they're going to let you know, you'll see your signs, but I think that this is going to be something that you don't end up taking, but it's a matter of choice on your behalf.
Is there something else you see coming up?
Let me see. So, everybody has asked me about a move, about movement, and for you, I feel like there is going to be some changes for you, and I feel like there's something out there for you, but it's a little bit further away from where you're at, so a little bit further out, and there would be some travel or possibly a move involved with that something else that's coming your way, and that's what you're looking for. That's exactly what puts you in the price bracket that you belong in.
Wow. I want to say thank you so much, Michelle.
Well, thank you so much, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have
good night, Ellen.
You too.
Take good care, hon.
You too.
Well, I know, Michelle, that you believe that everybody has the capability to develop psychic skills. Is that something that you work with people on at all?
I do. Actually, that's really, I love doing the readings, but that's really where my passion is at, David, is helping people understand how it works. I feel almost like I'm teaching people a different language. So it's both personally and professionally, because I think that, you know, it's okay to rely on somebody else to get your messages, but when you really, truly know how to do it yourself, it's just going to someone else for a reading for a treat instead of for a need, you know?
Sure, sure. Well, you know, I believe the same thing, and of course, there's so many different psychic gifts available to people. How do you help people hone in on what their own particular talents are?
Oh, that's a really good question. So what I do when I'm working with an individual is I help them to discover, first of all, the way that they process information, because we all process information differently. We all learn differently. And our internal messages are very similar to our external. So in other words, if you're a very visual person, chances are you're clairvoyant and you can see things. If you're a touchy-feely person, someone that has to feel your way around, chances are you're either an empath or you are just know. You have just that gift of knowing. I help people develop those gifts based on that, because a lot of the classes that are out there will teach people, you know, see it in front of you. And if you're not a visual person, you could do that till doomsday, and you're not going to be able to see your messages.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes perfect sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we have Deanna waiting. Go ahead, hon.
Oh, okay.
What were you going to say?
Well, I know that you are very gifted, and you are very aware of your psychic gifts. Are you aware of your process, of your inner process, how you see your visions? Sorry, I guess
very much consider myself to be an empath.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's something that I have to take care around, because it's very easy for me to take on other people's energies. And, you know, I'm very skilled at tuning into people's emotions and, you know, their energy levels. You know, there's still a lot more that I would like to learn and develop. And, you know, I do channel. I channel most of my writing. And so that's another gift that I have.
Wow, that's brilliant. Yeah, being the empath, I think, is the most challenging, right? And I could see where you're channeling. You're an empath, woo, that's got to be, you must have to really take care of yourself on it. Like,
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's been a lifelong lesson in self-care.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your affirmations. We still have a lot of callers. Are you ready to take some more?
I'm ready.
Okay. I have Deanna here, and then we're going to move on to area codes. Hi, Deanna.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi, Deanna.
How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. What can I do for you tonight, darling?
Well, I met someone I liked. And I don't know if anywhere it's going to go.
Okay. Is this someone who passed, or is this someone who's amongst the living?
Amongst the living.
Mm-hmm. Let me have a look for you. Ooh. Okay. Well, I got to tell you that although this person was your best friend, because I do see that best friend, I do feel like there's some things that you've come to that really can never be changed and can't be undone. And so where that person is going, I guess that's kind of a
open-ended that person. So it's like where that person is going physically or where that person is going emotionally, because we're like got two questions here.
I met someone, or I knew someone that I began to like.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if there is a future relationship where we are going.
Where the relationship is going. Okay. So that past, so the past, the relationship where the stuff that has been said and can't be undone and all that is what you've really released and moved on from, correct?
Yeah, I'm every day.
Good girl. Okay. So let's look at the new relationship then. So you have already stepped onto that. You've already chosen to pick somebody new to love, and this new person has come in, and this new person is somebody who is very close to your personality, a little bit brighter, a little bit more outgoing, a little bit, they're like a diamond in the rough, which is kind of like what you are as well, by the way. And I like the friendship that starts out, and I do feel like this is going to eventually change and grow into something that is, it's going to, so it eventually changes and grows into like a really good, solid, trusting kind of love. It feels gentle. It feels natural. It doesn't feel forced, and it doesn't feel like it's, you know, like big thing from the mountains, crazy, wild, but it feels solid. That's the good word that I get for that, is it feels solid. So I also feel like this person has had a past as well and had some painful things in the past, and this actually your meeting is refreshing to this person, to him. And so I do see this relationship moving forward. I feel like it's a slow mover, but I feel like it's slow and steady and solid. This is that soulmate connection that you were looking for with the last one that you like were like, I can't even believe that I let myself get in this situation. So I say love freely. Love as if you had never been hurt before, because that's going to really count on it with this one.
Well, it reminds me of that song, Solid, Solid Like a Rock.
Yes, exactly. That's the feeling I'm getting for it. Oh, my God, I love it. I'm getting all chilly.
Thank you. I don't want to, monopolize, so I'll just listen to the show, David. Thank you, Michelle. Night.
Thanks
for calling in, Deanna. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to area codes. I have 780. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Kathy.
What is it, dear?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy, okay. How are you tonight,
Hi,
Kathy?
Oh, I'm good. Hi, Michelle, and hi, David. I just had, another question on jobs. I'm starting my own business. It's sort of a necessity rather than a desire, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to make a go of it, if I'm going to be able to, like, I have to support my family, so I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's have a look for you. Okay. The thing that comes to me for you is like necessity is the mother of invention. Necessity is usually the greatest gift that we can receive, because necessity is guided by our guides. Like, it's like necessity is your guide lighting the match, saying this is the direction you're going to go in, and we're not going to give you much of a choice. And I do feel like you will be able to support for your family, and I do feel like you will actually be able to. Right now, I feel like it's very tight for you right now, and not just tight money-wise, but tight, like, restrictive. I feel like you're not able to embrace it the way that you would want to embrace it, and that's okay, because moving forward, you have to make that money right now. So you have to kind of, you have to just buck up and do it, but that's spirit light in the match. I do see long-term that you're going to be like 2 years from now, you're going to be looking at this going, I am so glad that I did this, because now I'm finally can do it the way I want to do it. Now I'm finally where I want to be. I see you really totally in love with what you're doing, and I see you actually being able to almost pass it off or almost teach somebody else or pass off the reins. Like I see you handing it down to somebody else and saying, okay, now you go do it and I'll go spend time with my family because now we're making some great money. So, yes, you will be able to support. Just, you know, just do what you have to do right now. And I know it's not pleasant, but now does this job, does this going career going on your own rely on contracts?
Yes. Yeah, it does. It's,
okay.
Like I do work for people. It's legal. It's in the legal field.
Okay. Got you. Because I do see one particular contract, and it might even be the one that you're starting out with doing now where you're like, I just really don't want to be here at all. This is the last thing on my list. But I feel like this is the one that really kind of opens a lot of doors for you. So may I surround you in a circle of white light and help you through this, but I do see it working out. I do see this is right where you're supposed to be. And all of the bad stuff is soon behind you. So, so I wish you the best.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
you're
Kathy.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
God bless, hon.
Thanks.
We're not going to be able to get to everybody tonight. The response has been overwhelming. We'll get to as many
cool.
of you as we can. But just to let you know, Michelle certainly works with people on a one-on-one basis, and you can reach her through her website, which is michellemelioonline.com. And Michelle is spelled with two L's, and Melio is M-E-L-E-O. So it's michellemelioonline.com. And our next caller is from area code 541, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Hi. I'm in a seemingly stuck position. seems like everything around me is becoming complicated. And I'm feeling like I'm just like overwhelmed with lots of things that are just not working right. And I don't know if this is it's more than Mercury retrograde, I think.
Yeah.
It's magnified by it, but my income doesn't exist right now. I've been trying to rent a room out in my house for going on 3 months now, and occasionally someone says they want it and then they just flake out and don't get back to me.
Oh.
And it's happened several times. And I'm just like, you know, pulling my hair out, like trying to figure out what can I do because everything is feels like it's falling apart.
So sorry about that, Anna. So were you listening in when we were talking about the kosher salt?
No, I think I wasn't on yet.
Okay. It goes a little bit deeper than that for you, but I want to, I just really want to touch base on that real quick first, and then I want to kind of give you some guidance. So I want to let you know, first of all, that you are you're surrounded. I see chaotic energy around you right now. I see chaos energy, and that's okay. It is amplified by Mercury retrograde, and I don't feel like it's really anything like too bad or out of control. I do feel like there's it started off there was a friendship not too long ago. I'm looking at like maybe 6 or 7 months ago that got a little bit rocky, and there were some things I feel like you pulled away from the friendship, or maybe the friendship pulled away from you. But there was a misunderstanding, and it feels like that's kind of where that stemmed from. We kind of tripped over some negative energy, we got caught up in it, and now it just kept building and building and building and building. Not saying that anybody sent it your way, I'm just saying that it kind of built up. What I would do, I feel like, I don't even think any of these people are even coming to your house that are interested in renting that room. They don't even make it really to your doorstep. So what I would recommend is get yourself some kosher salt, and I'm just going to go over this really quick because this is recorded, right, David?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. So you can even go back and listen to the show again, Anna, and I talk a little more about it, but get some kosher salt, and you can use that to help clear your personal energy. But as far as your house goes, I really feel like what you've got to do is you've got to do like a clearing in your house. You've got to smudge it. You've got to clear out the negative energy, maybe even put some crystals, do some crystal gridding, which is like just get some crystal points or even like the feng shui crystals. If you can't afford them, believe it or not, you can hang aluminum foil and because you just need the light to reflect in your house. You need to get some good feng shui going. You need to get some positive energy going, okay? But I feel like what's coming in right now, you're coming to the end of that. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but I do feel like that's got to be follow a clearing for yourself. And once that clearing is done, then all of a sudden somebody rents the room. And then all of a sudden, do you make things? I see you working with your hands.
I make jewelry and I do photography. Mm-hmm. I make cards.
Wow, awesome. So I see like these things that you've made finally starting to sell, people wanting to buy them. So anything that you've already made, okay, I'd like you to just go ahead and smudge those, clear them. Do you do Reiki by any chance?
I know Reiki, some. I know some
okay.
of it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great, yeah, give them some Reiki. Give the items that you've already made some Reiki. But once this clearing's done, I see the light come in at the end of the tunnel. I see things really happening rather quickly for you. You do have a temporary guide that's around you right now. You have a spirit guide that has stepped in to help you through this. What comes to mind for me is, you know that poem with Jesus where, like, there's only one footprint in the sand?
Yeah.
And then the person's like, why did you abandon me? Jesus is
yeah.
like, really, I was carrying you, you know, dude, those are my footprints. Well, that's where I feel you are right now. I feel like this guide that's come in for you is carrying you right now through this tough time. So work on clearing energy, look it up on the internet. If you need to, you know, get in touch with me, send me an email. I can give you a little bit more detail if you have a hard time finding what to do. But once you clear this energy, I see everything clearing up for you within 4 days. 4 days of you clearing your energy.
Okay. That's good to know because it's been 3 months of hell going downward. You know?
I'm so sorry. I'm feeling about 6 or 7. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, 6 or 7 months ago, I had somebody, a young man living here, who was a bit bizarre. And, yeah, I could say
mm-hmm.
it started there. And then he moved out in June, but he did a lot of damages along the way and property damage. And, you know, and I haven't been able to rent it since then. And then I had a couple living here. They were in transit
mm-hmm.
while they're building a home. And so they were going to stay for 2 months, and I kicked them
out.
I gave them 30 days notice on the second day, but within 4 days they were gone. But I still owe the money back that I can't give them until it's rented, and they're abusive, and
I think work on clearing that energy. It sounds like that guy left a lot more than a mess. And, you know, clear your house, clear your personal energy, clear the jewelry that you make. Really, within 4 days of doing this clearing, everything's going to start to turn around for you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Stay strong.
Yeah. I know, it's scary times. I feel really out of control.
You've got this.
Yeah.
You have got this. You stay strong.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome.
Hang in there, Anna. Head for the light.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, God bless.
Bless you.
Now, for people that don't know what smudging is, can you tell them what that is?
Oh, sure, yeah. So smudging, you can use, it's the method of clearing your energy with smoke. And you can use sage, which is the most popular. You can buy it in any New Age store. Sweetgrass is another. And there's different types of sage, there's white sage. And you can also use other dried herbs based on what you're trying to accomplish. But sage and sweetgrass and lemongrass work the best for clearing energy. And what you do is your best bet is to get like a little smudge bundle, and it's rolled up. It looks almost like the Native Americans, like a big cigar. and you can light that, and you go, you want to go up the front of your body and up the back of your body, and you inhale the smoke, and you can actually feel your energy shifting. And if you do it in your house, you want to start at the entrance, and to clear the energy, you want to walk counterclockwise around the entire house. And that will, it does help clear negative energy, especially if you had, you know, some schmuck living in your house and everything's been wrong ever since then. It's a perfect way to clear energy.
Great. Well, thank you for that. I figured there'd be some people on the line that wouldn't know what that was. Okay, we're moving on to area code 706. And what is your name, please? Hello, 706-348. What is your name? Okay. We tried.
Hello.
Yeah. We'll try coming back to you one more time, 706. This is area code 631. You're live on the air. What is your name?
Oh, hi, Suzanne. And thanks for taking my phone. Yes, I'm calling from Long Island. I was wondering, I'm going on a job interview for a teacher assistant Wednesday. Do you see me getting that? And I'm going on a couple of dates with guys. Do you see anything with that?
Okay. Let's have a look. Okay, so what lights up for me, I do see a new job for you coming your way. I do see that this is happening, but this interview, I'm feeling a no. You will have another interview after that one, and that's going to be the job that's going to be the interview that you get, that you land. And I also feel like it's a little bit closer to home. So the one that you have the
good
interview
yeah
on, really that
when
yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to get this job, but when's the one I get at home?
Okay, let's see. Yeah, very close. You got a very close 10 is the number that I get for you. So it's like 10 days, 10 hours, or even 10 minutes. You could hear from when we get off the phone tonight. But I do feel like it's going to be about 10 days.
I'm subbing, but I don't want to do that all the time. I'm subbing so I can get a call to sub tomorrow, but that's not like a permanent thing.
No, this is a permanent thing that you'll hear from that's really fast. So I feel like it's going to be closer to 10 days. And like I said, it's also closer to home. The dating, I got to tell you, it's really lighting up for me. I see right now around you, you're dating. What will happen or is happening is three men around you, three dates, three men. And I feel like they're actually all very charming. And I love that because how I see you right now is like Cinderella, queen of the ball. You're like, I've never felt so important. And you're dating. And I like that. It feels like you are eventually looking for a husband, but you're taking your time with the dating because you're just having fun with it and you want the right person. You don't want to get stuck in a long-term relationship.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Now, I applied to a couple jobs. Do you think there's one that's real close?
For the jobs? Yeah. So, I think that the next job's going to be close to your home.
Well, that would be great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you
for
calling.
Calling, Suzanne.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You
have a good night. Just to let the other people know, since you weren't with us at the beginning of the show, and I let Suzanne get away with it, but I just want you to ask one question so we can get to as many people as we can in the time remaining. We're going to try going back to area code 706, and I've got you live. What is your name, please?
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen, hi there. Glad to connect
with
you. Hi,
Mary Ellen. Hi. I must have dozed off.
Okay, that's all right. We got you.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know. It just seems like I doze off a lot lately. I don't know what it is. But
what
anyway,
can I do for you?
I had a meeting on Friday, and this kind of like just fell out of the air. And I was wondering if you see me going forward with this gentleman. His name is Benny.
Right. So you want to know if I keep going forward with, I didn't hear your last.
The gentleman's name is Benny. See if I'll go forward with, working with him.
Okay.
I don't know him too well, and I'm just kind of...
Yeah, there's some funky, it's kind of like, I don't know. Everything looks good, but something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting? Because
yeah.
I'm feeling like just something, and I'm not sure what it is. I got to let you know that I think that your feelings are very valuable and very valid, your feeler, like something just doesn't feel right. And so, my first instinct is to say, if you're feeling uncomfortable about something, to wait. But I feel like this decision really needs to be made. And what I do see around that is I do actually see that that you'll be really pleasantly surprised if you end up moving forward with it. But I also want to advise you never to do anything against what you're feeling, even if a psychic tells you to do it.
Right. I don't know if it's going to be too much on my plate because I have another project that is kind of like in the works. I'm connecting up with him this week to set up for another meeting. And so, my husband said, do you really think you can handle both of those? Because it is, more independent.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, so with this gentleman that you met with, I guess if your question is he going to be extremely demanding because he has a lot of money to spend, the answer is yes. He is going to be very demanding.
The one I met with on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Benny, right?
Right, Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
But I feel like you're going to be pleasantly surprised, so maybe that means that you can handle it.
Yeah, if I put my mind to something, I'm usually, my husband's just afraid it may be a conflict of interest, and I said, I don't know if it's a conflict of interest or not, because it's in the same field, but it's two different, it's in two different directions, and not in the same direction.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I do. So use your instinct, trust your instinct.
Okay.
I just feel like if you had to make a swift decision based on the outcome, I do see the outcome. I see you pleasantly surprised if you go for it. So.
Okay.
I hope that's helpful.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
You have a great night.
All right. Thanks.
Ellen.
Bye.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, you're cooking tonight, Michelle.
I am cooking.
You are. I've got area code 201 on the line for you. Who's calling, please?
Hi.
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 Hi, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Rose.
It's
nice to meet you.
On Wednesday, and I want to know how you feel about it.
Okay. I feel like what I'm getting for you, Rose, I don't even have to put it down on any cards, but I'm going to just, in a minute. But I'm feeling like everything's opening up for you. I feel like all these dark clouds are just clearing. And this beautiful rainbow is lighting up over your head right now. I feel like you're seeing the light or seeing joy and happiness for the first time in a long time. And I feel almost like the way you go when you're in the winter months and you get kind of like, you sit at home and you're like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this. So so this job interview. It is such a blessing. Like it's just really supposed to happen. I feel like, this job is like dream job. This is like I would love to be doing this.
and I see this happening for you, and I see it moving really quickly. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like once the decision's made, it's a fast start. So I don't know if you have another job, but I've looked towards, you know, maybe planning on leaving that other place really quick.
Oh, so you see me getting this job on Wednesday?
I do. I see. I feel like it's a dream job for you. And yes, not only do I see you getting it, but I see that this is just what you need right now. This is like your rainbow. This is like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
You're right,
like,
about that. May I ask if the person I'll be working with is male or female? Because it's one company, but I've applied for three different jobs, and I know one is with a female, but I'm not sure which job you see me getting.
I do feel female. I do feel feminine energy, okay? So it's either a female or it's a man who carries a lot of feminine energy, who's really in touch with, you know, with his feminine side. I do feel very feminine energy.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So congratulations. Best of luck. Stand tall. Let them feel how awesome you are, and you got this.
Wow, I'm in shock right now. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
Blessings, Rose.
Thank
okay,
you.
Good
Bye.
Night. You're welcome. Okay, area code 646. You're live on the air. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
How are you this evening? Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going this evening?
Oh, it's going fantastic. And how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, but hopefully I want things to get better soon.
What can I do for you today?
I'm calling in regards to employment. I spoke with an employment agency on Friday, and she asked if I was interested in a, she said it's a customer service collection agency position. Even though I wasn't, I told her yes because I really need to make money now. My background is in administrative. So do you see anything coming soon for me?
Okay. So let me just let you know that your background, as soon as you tell me your background, I feel like you have that capability to, like, you could pretty much take what you learned in your administrative, or take, not what you learned, because I feel like you almost even wrote the book on it, and you can adapt it to any career.
Okay.
And I feel like this career choice, this one that's coming up, even though you said, oh, I'm not really feeling interested, but I told him I was anyways, it feels like almost this is a good opportunity for you, but it feels like you get commissions, right? Is that what it is? You get like a bonus?
Yeah,
based on...
I get a commission, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like you apply your, I feel like you take this. I feel like this is the opportunity. I feel like you step in this door going, like, with that same attitude, like, not really what I'm looking for, but I'll take it right now because I need it. But I feel like you really like it. Like, I
really?
Feel like you, yeah, I know. And I feel like you really like it, and I feel like you're really good at it, because what I see you doing is taking your training, or taking kind of like what you know about what you know, and applying it to this position.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like, yeah, and I feel like you get all kinds of bonuses. I feel like you're a natural-born healer. I don't know if you know that, but you actually heal people if you're talking to them, which is great. And,
okay.
And you make some money at it. So I think that you, are pleasantly surprised with this. And it looks like you, you're so surprised. I do feel like you stay with it for a little while, just until you're kind of out of this rocky road. Yeah. You know what I mean. And you, for you, it doesn't mean just getting past it. It means having a little money in the bank again. You know. So I feel like you do this long enough to get there, and then you kind of go back and go, okay, well, all right. Now I'm going to look at, you know, into what I do. But right now, I'm telling you, you really shine in this job.
Okay, it sounds good. Because I live in New York City, and the job is actually in New Jersey. So, I mean, it'll be a commute, but it's still fine.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like I feel like you're going to like it more than you think, and you're going to be better at it than you think. And there's a part of you that, like I said, that natural healer that almost, I think you might even be kind of counseling people, but you, the way you talk to them and the way you counsel them, you actually do end up getting, like, commission. You recover some money, too. It's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Win-win.
Okay, so thank you so much. I have confidence now, so I just go along with everything.
Yes,
even though
go
I don't
with
want
the flow.
To, but I'm going with the flow, yes. Okay, learn everything that I can.
Yeah, don't fight it.
Okay.
I love your energy, Stacey.
Yes, I'm actually going to clear my energy. I did hear Michelle mention something about the kosher salt. I will be buying some tomorrow. Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Yeah, yes. It's a great way to end the day, start the day, or middle of the day. You just can't go wrong, and it's a quick fix, but it's effective.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'll give you guys a call back in about 2 weeks to let you know what's going on.
Sounds
great.
Good.
Love to hear.
All right.
You
thank you. Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we're just going to take one more caller, folks. So for those that don't get a chance, check out Michelle online at michellemilioonline.com. And Michelle is spelled with two L's, and Milio is M-E-L-E-O, michellemilioonline.com. So the last caller of the night is from area code 949. What is your name, please?
My name is Selena.
Hi, Selena.
Hi, Selena.
Yes, I was calling in regards to a roommate situation. My roommate, I've been living there for going on almost 3 months, and he's a little difficult. And there was an issue in regards to a bill, and he wants me to sign a roommate agreement, and I don't sign with him. I lease the place with the owner, so we split. So I'm just concerned. I mean, will this meeting tonight go okay? Like, we can talk, you know, calmly.
Okay, well, let me just tell you that you are the kindest woman I know to say that he's a little bit difficult because...
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm that energy, and I'm like, whoa. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, you are, like, the kindest woman because I would be, like, talking to that landlord and be like, how do I get out of this lease agreement because I just can't do this.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's to the point where I feel like you're feeling trapped, you're feeling stuck, you're trying to make the best of it, but really this is like you are restricted with this decision, and it's not your doing. So that's the first thing that I want to let you know, is to just kind of let go of that this is not your doing, and that this is karma is a wonderful thing. It's kind of like set it and forget it, because you don't really have to worry about anything. That know that karma will come around, and if you're lucky, you get to know that the rights have been wronged. But I mean, the wrongs have been righted, because right now the rights are being wronged. Is it going to go well tonight? I do feel like it's going to go well tonight. You know why? Because he's only passive aggressive, nasty, difficult, so you put it, when it's safe to do so. But when he's in that public eye, because this meeting's with him and the landlord, correct?
Yeah, it's at our, it's going to be at our apartment. I just want to be firm and direct with him. I mean, he sent me some text messages that I thought were rude again, and I've told him not to text me. And then, you know, he's like telling me when I, you know, if I don't abide by what he's saying, I can move out in 3 months. you know, and he doesn't get to tell me that. I mean, I signed a lease agreement with the owner, you know, even though, you know, he was there before I was. I mean, I don't have an issue even moving, but I don't want to move right now. I would like to see when you see me moving. I would like to move more closer to next, you know, early of next year sometime. But
yeah,
I have a 6 month. I have a 6 month lease, and my lease doesn't end until December. So,
I see
and
you
that's why I did
in
it
five
for 6 months.
Months.
He wanted.
I see you moving in 5 months. So
oh, really?
6 months is in December. So it's what just turned September, October, November, December. So maybe January, February, if you can stick it out. That's
what
I'll be going.
Yeah.
You've got to just really kind of know that this isn't you. Just send it light. Send him love and light. You can't fix him. You can't change him. He can't fix you and change you. He is just, that's who he is, and he's out of control. And I would just, tonight it looks like it's going to go well, but it looks like it's going to go well because he likes to put on appearances. So it's not going to stay well for long, but I would just really, honestly, I would just really, if you meditate, I would meditate daily. I would stay in my happy space. I would definitely clear anything. If you have a nearby place you can go to and have cord cuttings done, clear that energy. I guess that's the theme for tonight.
Well,
I
have the sage, so I can do the sage through the house again. I did it when I moved in, but
daily.
Really I need
do
to do it,
it
again.
You need to do that daily,
okay.
So that you, because what you want to do is you don't want to lose a part of your happy, positive energy.
Right.
You want to keep that good juju energy. And unfortunately, when we, you know, what do they say, crazy is as crazy does, or, you know, if you stay in the pig pen long enough, you're going to, all those little sayings basically mean that you can pick up other people's junk if you stay there. And quite honestly, 5 months from now, being in that energy, I would take care of your energy daily because if it were me and you're able to move out tomorrow, that would be because this is not going to go well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling. Yeah. God bless. Well, Michelle, thank you. That was quite a show, and believe it or not, we still have callers on the line. But, folks, thank you for calling in, and, you know, check out Michelle at michellemilioonline.com, and it's been a joy to have you with me.
No, as always, David, it's just I absolutely love being on your show, and thank you so much for allowing me to be in your awesome space.
Oh, thank you for that. Well, blessings to you and to everyone. Now let's pause and reflect on the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Michelle.
Good night, David. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. God bless everyone.